Hey, this is a little bonus podcast that I wanted to put together for you each and every week to try to help you through this next phase of your life. You know, I preach to you every week, but I wanted to kind of do a behind the scenes type of thing and say, hey, wait a minute. I want to help you achieve financial freedom. I wrote a book a number of years ago called Solving Your Money Problems. You got money problems? I know a lot of people do. And I wrote this system that has freed thousands of people across America and, for that matter, around the world. And so I just kind of wanted to do a behind the scenes talk in the midst of COVID-19. We're coming into, you know, the end of 2020. We got a few months left of 2020. And as we're moving into this new season, there's a lot of people losing their jobs, economic downturn, and they're freaking out about money. Now, money's neither good nor bad, but money used properly will actually set people free, rescue girls out of sex trafficking, feed the hungry, all the things that really make people feel good, to release those endorphins in your mind to go, man, that felt good to help people. That felt good to bring life change. And then there's the negative side of money, which is like, I owe, so off to work I go. Because we're spending money we don't have to impress people we don't know, buying things we don't even need, and we get in this cycle of the quote-unquote American dream, which now isn't even owning a home anymore. It's just, how good could my life look on Instagram? How can I pose? How can I make myself? And that's not what God's dream for you is. So over the next few weeks, I want to continue to help you receive freedom. I don't want you to be a slave anymore. Slavery needs to be abolished, and it has been, supposedly. But in the Bible, it says, Proverbs 22:7, it says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave to the lender. What? Yeah, that's exactly what happens when they take interest out of your account every week, and now it takes 30 years to pay off a loan instead of just a few years. So you have desires, and you have dreams, and you have goals, and the only way that those are going to manifest in your life is when you learn to solve the money problems. Come on. You can get my whole system by going to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, and I'll tell you more about that later. But what I want to do is just share with you some things that my dad did as a child that really radically impacted my life. One day we lived in St. Louis in this little house, and my dad started discovering that the interest payment on the house was unbelievable. And only, like, you know, if the house payment was $800, about $100 went to the actual deficit or paying the loan off, and the bank got to keep the rest. He's like, is this legal? These guys, it's no wonder they have incredible marble in their lobbies, and no wonder their buildings look incredible. It's because of all the interest money they get. Well, we just read a minute ago that the borrower is the slave to the lender, so of course they get it. In fact, my dad went in the bank one day, and you know they have the pin on the chain, and he goes, look, son, they won't even allow you to steal their pin. These guys are unreal. Right? He saw the bank as the enemy. Now we know technically it's just free enterprise and they're making money, but I don't want you to be a slave. I want you to solve the money problems once and for all. Now, so one day my dad discovers that if he could pay one extra principal payment on the house, that it would take the life of a 30-year note down to a 15-year note. Just by one little extra principal payment, which at that time was probably like $30 on the thing. So he's like, oh my gosh, all I have to do is I'm going to go in the house and start taking the pictures off the wall, take the furniture outside. And he did a radical thing. He had a radical yard sale, a rummage sale in the middle of the day. Can you imagine? My mom comes home, and I'll never forget it. She comes home and all of our stuff is outside. She's like, what in the world is going on? He's like, we're paying off the house. These bankers aren't going to, actually, he said, these cigar sucking bankers aren't going to steal our money anymore. That's the way he thought. That was a radical movement that led to radical thinking, which led to radical, rapid debt reduction. I talk about it in my book. I talk about it in this system. Well, what happened is within 22 months, my dad had the title deed to that house. And then he did it again, and he did it again, till when he died and went on to be with the Lord, he had amassed a massive amount of money because he had saved all the money that most people were a slave, but my dad was free. Now, this is exactly what I talk about in Solving Your Money Problems. And that's, again, why you can go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com and get this information, because you are the person who controls your future, your destiny, not the government, not the politicians. You decide once and for all what you're going to do with your life. Now, I want you to think about this. What do you think about your kids? Do you love them? I think you do. At least one of them, right? You're like, I like that one. Okay. With that one, you want to leave an inheritance for. In Proverbs 13:22, it says, a good person leaves an inheritance for his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Okay, so what kind of inheritance did my dad leave me? Yeah, he left me with some money, but what he really left me with was not the fruit, but the root. Think about that. The fruit is, the, say, an orange falling off a tree, right? That's the fruit. But the root keeps producing. So since my dad led me down this path as a young man, I saw how to beat bankers at their own game, how to actually win financially, how to solve our money problems. And that's why I wrote the book and designed the system so you could actually change the way you live, change the way you think. So my dad left me inheritance, and that's what I wanted to ask yourself today. Are you leaving your kids an inheritance that they say, oh man, when you get money, you spend it. You want a Louis bag. You want Gucci shoes. You want a, you know, you want a Versace belt. Okay. These are all things that I'm not opposed to, but those are the things that come last after you've beat the bankers at their own game and you've amassed the amount of wealth or you've left the inheritance to your children's children. Because let's face it, your kids are not going to want a 50-year-old Gucci bag, right? They're not going to want that. They want the fruit. They want the root. They want to amass some things that are actually going to help catapult them into their preferred future. So again, solving your money problems is up to you. You decide to do that. And that's why I wanted to do this bonus podcast today. By the way, I want this to reach more people. So at the end, if you just kind of write a little review or try to get this up, tell people about it, maybe screen record it, put it on your Instagram. Help me help more people. Now, when my dad began to pay these debts off, what he actually did was he taught me another thing. Here's what my dad did. He was basically saying, without a vision, people perish. You know, I morphed that and said, without a vision, people go to another parish. So we say it, spray it, wheel it, deal it, make them feel it, right? I'm always casting vision about what we were going to do as a church, how we were going to change the world. And so vision for you is very important. If you just kind of think, well, I don't know, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. I might be successful. I might not be successful. I might have debt. I might not have debt. Well, you know, chapter 11 is an option. No, it's not. We want to control and solve our money problems so we can live the life that God promised us. So here's one of the things my dad really left me that was a fruit. He said, well, if we pay this house off, what we're going to do is we're going to build God a house. So at one point in our life, I was about 13 years old, he went down to the bank with the title deed to his house. He said, hello, Mr. Banker. The guy's name was actually Frank Ziegler. He's passed now, so I can say his name, the president of the bank. He meets with him and he slides the title deed over to the banker and he says, I want to buy a piece of property at 1416 Larkin Williams Road in Fenton, Missouri. He said, what do you want to do with that? He said, well, we're going to build a church. He said, well, you have to have a deacon board. And all those guys have to co-sign on the note. My dad said, no, I don't need them because I am the guarantee. I don't need them. Here is something that is worth the same amount as the land. And then, so the guy said, yes. And so that's how basically Faith Church began a long time ago, is my dad realized that having good credit, having an asset actually gave him power. So then he built, you know, this church that grew, and when he died, it had about 180 people and it was worth probably $1 million and it was debt free. Well, what a launching pad that was for me. Then I took to Faith Church and we bought, you know, a $21 million building and paid it off, and another, you know, $37 million building, and the buildings go on and on till it's a 20,000 member church. But I'm standing on the shoulders of my father. It was the inheritance. I'm telling you that happened in one generation, and my dad didn't invent Tom's shoes. He didn't invent Google. It was just steady plodding that led to plenteousness. He solved the money problems and he taught me how to do it. I'm saying, what are you waiting on right now? You have to decide right now in 2020, well, when COVID's over, I'm going to do it. No, you're not. If you don't do it today, you're not going to do it tomorrow. You have to decide right now, I'm going to figure out what I owe. That's one of the things I talk about in the book, Solving Your Money Problems. It's a roadmap on how to get out of debt. I have you list everything you owe, because I bet $10 right now you don't know what you owe. I think I owe my Visa. I think I owe my MasterCard. Can I use my Discover card to pay my MasterCard? What about my Amex? And so now we got all these credit cards, and now we're making the minimal payment on those. Again, we're slaves. Now there's nothing exciting about going to work and making a paycheck because you're just paying bills. So we can get out of this. Now, here's something I really want you to listen to right now. You did not get in debt overnight, and you're not going to get out overnight. Just like it took a lot of nights to get in debt, it might take quite a few nights to get out. Here's what I know, though, that I've watched happen. So many people have brought my Solving Your Money Problem system, and they've emailed me or contacted me on social media and say, hey, once my parents found out I wasn't going to buy the newest iPhone, that I had canceled a bunch of subscriptions to things I didn't need, that we started buying our food and bringing it instead of ordering from Postmates, my family decided to go ahead and help us. And many people have received $10,000, $50,000, even $100,000 from family members because they figured out, oh, Johnny figured it out now. He's learned the system, the technique. He's not going to go waste it. Because let's face it, your parents probably didn't work like crazy and save and be frugal to go ahead and let you take it to Vegas and just blow it or say, hey, you know what? These new shoes are depreciating assets. Cars are depreciating assets. And I talk about that in my systems, whether you should lease or buy new, buy used. All of that is detailed out. If you get a hold of Solving Your Money Problem system, it'll revolutionize your life very rapidly. And then what it'll do is if you help God, God will help you. You'll get supernatural help from God. God will put desires in people to help you because what you're doing is you're doing it God's way. Now, I realize there's a lot of noise out right now and a lot of people saying how bad the world's going to be and 2020 is horrible. And the meme with the Back to the Future car going, whatever you do, don't set it to 2020. May I tell you that there are many months left in this year? You got 5 months left in this year to actually take charge of your life instead of like most people and say, when January comes along, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to have my preferred future. Well, let's beat those suckers to the punch. And for the next 5 months, let's get out ahead of them. What if you had a head start in a race? Doesn't that give you an advantage? Doesn't that lift you up? Well, that's what happened to me. It wasn't a huge head start, but it was a little bit of a resource, but it was a whole lot of knowledge and power. And then I mixed my dad's knowledge and power and the things that he taught me, the inheritance that he gave me. And then that scripture again, Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. Some of you know this story, so bear with me, but many of you don't. In 2008, the crash of 08, the big one. That was horrible. It was devastating for the economy, but it was the wealth of the sinner laid it for the just. Me, myself, a lot of my friends amassed a lot of wealth at that point. In fact, one of the churches that we have is valued at over $21 million. We bought it for $6.3 million. How's that possible? You can't do that in good times. You got to do that in really bad economic times. So in other words, those people had spent all their money and had $21 million invested, and all of a sudden now we get this huge inheritance. So God sets up moments like this. Now, here's my prediction about 2021 through 2025. There's going to be some opportunities that are going to blow your mind. Come on, somebody ought to download. What is it? That song says, God's about to blow my mind, right? God's about to blow your mind, but you have to be standing ready to do it God's way. If you don't do it God's way, you're going to sway and be in debt and enslave like everybody else. So let's get ready for the wealth of the sinner to be laid up for the just. So what can you do right now? Well, I'm glad you asked. Number one, the biggest thing you can do is get information, right? Education. The Bible said, my people perish for a lack of what? That's right, knowledge. Knowledge and information gives you power. You know how to ride on an airplane. I know how to fly an airplane. I'm not smarter than you. I just studied everything I needed to do, went to flight school, did all the time. Until now, I can fly and land those. I can go where I want. It gives me freedom. I believe I can fly, right? You, though, in the area of money, might have neglected this. You might be really smart in nursing. You might be smart in dental. You might be smart in driving a truck. I don't know what you're smart in, but I got a feeling you are smart. One of the reasons I know this is you're listening to this right now. Most people are scrolling on TikTok with 30-second information that doesn't do anything. You're giving yourself an education right now on how to solve your money problems and the future money problems of your children. You're giving them the inheritance. So here's what you can do. Number one, today, before we go, and next week, we're going to talk more about this. But you can actually solve your money problems by just going there. Just get out your phone right now and put in the website, www.solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. On there, you will see a book that you can buy just for a few dollars, or you'll see an entire system that should cost over $300. But I've put it on there because I just want to get the information out for $40. It's got the books. It's got the CDs. I talk to you just like I'm talking to you now for hours. Hours and hours. I got DVDs and CDs in there for hours. It's got a pop socket. It's got a journal. It's got everything, a study guide. It's everything you need. It's unbelievable. What are you waiting on? You need to do it right now. So go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, order this system. And of course, when you get it, here's the thing that I love to do. When you get it, I always repost when people post about it. They tell me stories or they're driving down the road listening to it or when they get it in the mail. And I put it on my social media so other people get to see you. You can gain followers this way, and it's just a good way to get the message out. So again, get a hold of that information. I hope you enjoyed it today. Besides just my regular preaching stuff, I felt like I had some information that God wanted me to give you because I truly believe the rest of 2020 and 2021 are going to set you free. Now, here's what we're going to talk about next week. I've already got it down. How to recognize a poverty spirit and mentality and how to break it. Okay. We're going to talk about how to obtain financial prosperity. Okay. How to move from surviving 2020 to thriving 2020. That's what we're going to talk about next week.